A special day, not only because of Mother's Day, but it's a day where we gather to worship God. This morning, we're going to be looking at Psalm 46.
今天早上我们要来读诗篇, 第46篇。
But before we do, I want to tell you a little story.
在开始之前我想跟大家分享,
not really a story, more of something that oftentimes happens in my family. Most of you may know I have two boys, Dominic and Isaac.
大家大概都知道我有两个小男孩,
4.5 and 2.5.
一个是四岁半,
and they love listening to music.
他们非常的喜欢听音乐.
So their favorite music is The Wiggles.
他们最喜欢听的音乐是一种乐团叫Walk.
Okay, and they're kind of a children's music band.
他们是一个小孩子的,
they're from Australia.
他们从澳大利亚,
and they've produced many albums, many CDs.
他们有很多很多的,
and so my kids, they love listening to the Wiggles.
他们非常的喜欢唱这些歌曲.
And so when they get into the music, they will start dancing.
当他们在沉醉在这些音乐里面的时候, 他们就会开始的跳舞.
They'll do hand motions.
他们手舞足蹈.
And sometimes they'll even sing really, really loud.
而且他们会放声的高唱.
Unfortunately,
可是不巧的是,
due to the advances in our technology, modern technology,
因为我们现在的科技发展得越来越厉害,
my oldest son discovered the power,
我的大孩子已经发觉了一样事情,
The power of the repeat button.
在音乐盒里面有一个重复的按钮.
And so when they like a song,
所以当他们非常喜欢一个音乐的时候, 一首歌的时候,
they will hit the repeat button.
他们就会一直按那个重复.
And me and my wife will have to listen to the song over and over and over and over and over again.
所以我跟我的太太就得一次再一次再一次重复的听这首歌.
I remember one time we were driving down to San Diego.
有一次我们开到圣地亚哥去,
and we listened to the same song for about an hour and a half.
我们听的同一首歌听了一个半小时.
And after an hour and a half, we said, oh, is that enough?
一个半小时后我们就问说, 够了吗?
They said, no, we want to hear it again.
他说不够不够我们还要再继续听.
And so, on a CD player, there's something called the repeat button, right?
在这个播放器里面有一个重复的按钮.
But there's also another button which my wife and I very much enjoy or like.
这还有另外一个按钮我跟我太太非常的喜欢.
That is the pause button or stop button.
就是暂停或者停止的一个按钮.
And oftentimes when sometimes our two boys, they get very kind of excited, and sometimes they get kind of rowdy, we'll have to hit the pause button.
可当我的小孩, 当他们非常兴奋的时候, 但处于一种亢奋的状态下, 我就得按一下这个按钮.
Alright, and we'll say, let's stop.
让我们停止一下.
Let's settle down.
让我们安静一下.
Let's get ready to go to sleep.
让我们准备要去睡觉.
Right. Other times,
有时候,
when my boys are playing,
当我的孩子在玩的时候,
and sometimes they'll get into a fight,
他们会起了争执.
And sometimes we'll even tell them, pause, stop.
我也会跟他们讲, 暂停一下.
And we'll ask them, what are you guys doing?
你们在做什么?
We want them to stop to think about what exactly they're doing.
我需要他们停止一下, 让他们想一想他们在做什么.
And this idea of pause or stop,
这个, 暂停的意思,
Is something I think in life we often need to do.
这是我们有时候在我们生命中所需要做的事情.
Probably even more especially for those of you that are moms.
尤其是那些做母亲的.
Sometimes circumstances will force us to pause or stop. For example, when we get sick, or sometimes even when we suffer some sort of ailment.
当然有些时候我们也必须的进入到这种一些的形式, 当我们生病的时候啊。
Other times, naturally, let's say if you're a student, you pause or stop because it's summer vacation.
当你是学生的时候, 你有时候也会停休息,因为呢是暑假到了。
And I understand that this year we have a theme that is a renew and grow.
我知道今年教会主题是,
right? And I think a couple of months ago we looked at what does it mean to renew and grow as an individual. And kind of right now, we're in a series on a renew and grow as a family. And so I think it's important as we think about this theme of renew and grow as a family, what does it look like for us to pause or to stop? And so let's look at Psalm 46. This psalm will remind us, encourage us, and challenge us to pause.
这篇诗篇, 它会鼓励我们, 它会挑战我们, 让我们做停, 让我们做歇息。 诗篇, 第46篇, 神是我们的避难, 是我们的力量, 是我们在患难中随时的帮助, 所以, 地虽改变, 山虽动摇, 道很清, 其中的水虽喷, 虽, 喷, 喷红, 喷红翻腾, 山虽因海障而颤抖, 我们也不害怕, 有一道河, 这河的分岔, 使神的城欢喜, 这城就是至高者居住的圣所, 神在其中, 城必不动摇, 到天一亮, 神必帮助这城, 外邦喧嚷, 列国动摇, 神发声, 地变文化, 万军之耶和华, 与我们同在, 雅各的神, 是我们的避难所, 你们来看耶和华的作为, 看他使地怎样荒凉, 他只使兵, 刀兵, 直到地, 他折弓, 断枪, 把战车横刀在火中, 你们要休息, 要知道我是神, 我必在外邦中被尊崇, 在片地上也被尊崇, 万军之耶和华, 与我们同在, 雅各的神, 是我们的避难所。
This morning, from Psalm 46, there's three main points.
在今天早上, 我们在读的诗篇46篇, 这有三个标题。
The first point is God is our refuge, and we see that in verses 1 through 3.
第一点是神是我们的避难所, 你可以从第一节到第三节看到。
The second point is we see the power and the presence of God. We see that in verses 4 through 7.
第二点是我们他讲到神的力量, 神的权力, 以及神的同在, 这是记载在第四到第七节。
The third point we see in verses 8 through 11, that is, remember and recognize God's sovereignty.
第三点是记载在第8到第11节, 他所讲的是纪念及承认神的主权。
And so those are the three main points, and so we're going to kind of walk through this psalm together, and then we're going to talk about kind of the implications and applications.
这是这篇里面三个重点, 我们将会来看这篇诗篇第46篇。
The first thing we see in verses 1 through 3 is this idea that God is our refuge.
当我们看到诗篇第46篇第1到3节, 我们所想到是神是我们的避难所。
Right. What is a refuge? A refuge is a safe place that we can run to.
什么是避难所? 避难所其实是一个平安可以投靠的一个地方。
For those of you that maybe, I don't know, when you're younger, there children oftentimes play this game called Tag.
所以当 你可能小的时候有玩过一个游戏, 在, 小朋友就这样追来追去, 来, 来一个当鬼在那边抓小孩。
Right, and oftentimes in these children's games, there's a place that is where you can't be tagged, where you're protected, you're safe.
当小孩在玩这个的时候, 他们的, 有一个 安全的地方, 当他们躲到那里的时候, 他们就不能够被抓到。
And this picture we see in verse 1 is that God is our refuge.
在这里你可以看到一个景象是说神就是我们的避难所。
Right. Throughout the Psalms, we see this picture that God is like a rock.
你可以看到在诗篇里面, 我们都可以看到一个景象说神就像一个磐石一样。
Or God is a fortress.
像一个堡垒一样。
Right. A stronghold.
像一个高台一样。
A shield.
像一个盾牌。
And all these pictures, they give us this idea or this reminder that God is our refuge. I mean, we're only looking at the first couple words in this verse, but you know, this morning, like, what is your refuge?
到现在我们看到前面几个字，可是你会想到说，什么是我们的避难所呢？
Right. And the psalmist writes, "For the people of God, God is our refuge."
对于神的子民来讲，神就是我们的避难所。God
is our refuge.
神是我们的避难所。
And because God is our refuge, we see in verse 2, it says, "Therefore, we will not fear."
所以就是因为神是我们的避难所。
We don't need to be anxious.
我们不需要忧愁,
we don't need to worry.
我们不需要担忧,
we don't need to stress.
我们不需要给自己太大的压力。
I don't know if you know this, but do you know what the most repeated command in the Old Testament is?
我不晓得你是不是知道这件事情，是说在旧约里面最常讲到的命令是什么吗？
It's not love God.
在旧约里面不是说要爱主你的神。
It's not worship God.
并不是说你要去敬拜神。
The most repeated command throughout the Old Testament is, don't be afraid.
在旧约里面最常讲的命令就是说，不要害怕。
God is constantly reminding His people, don't be afraid.
神一直在提醒他的子民，不要害怕。
We personally may not use the word afraid or fear.
我们平常并不会常常用一个字叫做恐惧。
But we may use words like, oh, I feel uncomfortable.
我常常会觉得说，我不在。Or
we may say, maybe I worry just a little bit.
可能说我有点点担心。Or
we maybe say, I'm stressing out about this situation.
或者我对这件事情非常担忧。Right.
And in this life and in this world, there are many things we can be afraid of.
可是在这世上，在我们生命中，我们有很多事情我们可以担忧。
But see, the opposite of fear is not courage.
可是你知道吗? 恐惧的相反并不是勇气。
It is faith.
而是信仰。
Right? That's why God is always telling His people, don't be afraid.
所以神一直跟我们讲说，不要害怕。
Have faith in me.
对我要有信心。
And what we see here in verses 1 through 3 is that when God is our refuge in verse 1, then we see in verse 2, therefore we're not going to be afraid. There's nothing to fear.
所以当我们看到神在第一节跟我们讲说他是我们的避难所的时候，其实我们就不需要惧怕，我们不需要担忧。
Of course, for all of us, it's easy not to be afraid or not to worry when everything is going well, right?
所以对我们来讲，可能就说很，如果说没有任何事情发生的话，我们根本不需要去担忧，我们不需要去害怕。
Right, when work is going well.
当我们工作非常顺利的时候。
Right, when your children are behaving.
当我们的小孩非常的乖。
When you're physically feeling well.
当你身体非常健康的时候。
Well, say, of course, I'm not afraid.
当然我不会有任何的惧怕。
I have nothing to worry about.
我不会去担忧任何事情。
But we see in verses 1 through 3 that God is our refuge, therefore we will not be afraid, is in the context of verse 3.
可是我们在这看到说，神是我们避难所，所以我们就不会惧怕。这时候我们要来看第三节。
Right. In verses 2 and 3, we see this picture of nature.
在这里我们看第二节跟第三节，我们看到大自然界的一种状况。
Right. It says, therefore, we will not fear.
所以我们就不会去害怕。
Right. It says, and then it gives this picture. It says, though the earth give way.
这里讲到就是说，山虽然摇动。
Right. And this picture is, imagine a really huge mountain.
你可以想象一个高山。
Okay, right by the ocean.
就在海旁边。
Okay, and this mountain, right, parts of the mountain, maybe because of an earthquake, we don't know, it's tumbling into the sea, it's falling into the sea.
你可以看到这山可能是地震的时候，你可以看到这整个土石流到海里面去。
Right, and as it falls into the ocean, it creates this roar, right, splash.
当这土石流到海里的时候，你就看到海水这样子翻腾。
Right, and as the waves start to roar, look at what it says in verse 3, as the waves roar, it actually shakes the mountain.
当这海水这样子翻腾在怒吼的时候，山也会因着这海而颤抖。Right,
and the psalmist here is giving us this picture.
所以诗篇在那边又给我们一个景象。Right,
of this kind of back and forth of worry.
你可以看到就是说，这样反复的一直在那边担忧。
Right, the mountains fall into the sea.
山土石流到海里面。
Right, it shakes up the waters.
所以海水就这样子翻腾。
And the waters are now shaking the mountain again.
因着海水的翻腾，所以摇对山的摇动。
And what's going to happen? The mountain's going to fall back into the sea.
山会变怎么样？山会又开始有更多的土石流到海。
The waters are going to shake.
海水摇动翻腾
and it's going to shake the mountain
又对山摇动
and then more of the mountain is going to fall back into the sea
山又开始流到海里
right do you kind of see this picture here
你可以看到这个自然景观吗
it's kind of this back and forth and really what it's trying to emphasize is this continual nature
他可以看到就是说这样子的自然景象是一直一直的在发生
right that in life there are constantly things for us to be worried about or to be fearful
在我们的生命里面，我们也会碰到很多不同的事情，让我们担忧，让我们增加心理的压力。
Right, constantly.
这是一直的。
And if you're a mom, you know this.
如果你是一个妈妈的话，你知道这样。
Right, if you're not worrying about one thing, you're worrying about something else.
你如果不是担心这件事情，你一定为另外一件事情担忧。
I mean, just as a parent, you know, when my kids are fighting, I'm worried. Oh, why are they always fighting all the time?
身为父母亲，你一定会想说，为什么你的小孩在吵架？为什么他们一直在那边争吵
？But then when it's really quiet, I start worrying. What's going on?
可是当非常安静的时候，你会想说，发生什么事情？为什么这么安静呢
？Right, and we know that, right?
我们知道的。
As parents and as in life, there are many things we can be worried about.
身为父母，在我们生命中，真的是有很多事情会让你有担忧的。
But we have to understand that it's in this context that the psalmist writes, God is our refuge. I will not be afraid. Even though the mountains and the oceans are quaking and shaking.
就是因为这样子，大自然就像大自然这样子一直重复的在发生里面，在我们生命中，我们生命也是有这样子的担忧。
And so in verses 1 through 3, we see the first point. It is a reminder that God is our refuge.
可是在这我们看到诗篇第一章第一第一节到第三节里面，他一直提醒我们，神是我们的避难所。
And for us to think about, is God our refuge?
所以也让我们想一想说，神是不是我们的避难所呢？
Or do we seek other things or other people as a refuge?
我们是不是看到其他人，别人是不是也有同样的避难所？
In verses 4 through 7, we see our second point, and that is the power and the presence of God as our refuge.
从第四节到第七节里面，我们看到第二点，神的力量、神的权力以及神的同在。
And verses 4 through 7, actually, I just want to read.
第四节到第七节，有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城，外邦喧嚷。列国动摇，神发声，地变文化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
And in these verses, the psalmist is reminding us about the power of God and the presence of God.
所以在这些经节里面，他讲到是说神的权力、神的力量与神的同在。
Look at verse 6.
来，我们来看第六节。
It's talking about there are these nations, like everything is very chaotic, right? Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall.
我们在这看到是说外邦的喧嚷，列国的动摇。
Right, but look at what happens. It says, He, that is God, lifts his voice and the earth melts. Second half of verse 6, yeah.
可是神发声，地变融化。
And what we see here in verse 6 is it talks about the power of God in just His voice.
我们在这看到神的声音是这么的有力量。
Right. Many of you are familiar with Genesis.
很多人可能对创世纪很熟悉。
Right, and think about this for a second. God, how does He create the world?
我们再想一想，神他怎么创造这世界？
Does He...You know, go to Home Depot and buy all these materials and then kind of goes, okay, here's the world now.
他是不是跑到像那种 Home Depot 这种商店里面去买了这些材料来开始建造这世界呢?
No.
并不是的。
God speaks.
神说。
He says, let there be.
神说要有就有。
It happens.
便发生了。
And in this psalm here, we're reminded about the power of God.
在这里他讲到神的力量神的权力
that all he needs to do is
他只需要讲.
And we see this even throughout the gospel.
我们在这看到也在福音书里面提到非常很多次.
Jesus heals a leper.
耶稣他医治了麻风病人.
And he just says, be clean.
他说洁净吧.
And the leper is healed.
然后麻风病人变恢复.
In Mark 4, we know when Jesus and the disciples are on a boat.
在马可福音里面，我看到使徒跟耶稣在船上.
And there's a huge storm.
这有个大的风暴.
Right, the rain is coming down. The waves are rocking the boat.
雨下得非常大大.
And the disciples are worried. They're saying, "We're gonna die."
这使徒就很担心，他说我们快要死了.
And then Jesus, what does Jesus do?
知道耶稣做什么吗?
He gets up. Says, "Shh." And the ocean becomes perfectly calm.
海水就变成了就平静下来.
And here we see in verses 4 through 7 the reminder of the power of God, just His voice.
在这里我们看到神的力量，神的权力，就只是他需要这样子讲这话.
You see, I think for many Christians, we have a small view of God.
我们基督徒有时候把神看得比较小.
We forget about the power of God. For some of us, God is nothing more than a divine version of Oprah or Dr. Phil. Right. Someone we just turn to for help and
advice.
But not someone we worship. Maybe someone that can help us out. But not someone that can change us. Someone that can maybe do some things. But not someone who is all powerful. Right, in verse 6, we're reminded that God just speaks and things change.
在这里，在第六节里面，圣经提醒我们。
We also see in verse 7 the reminder of the presence of God.
Right?
And we actually see this throughout the psalm. Right, look at verse 1. Right, it talks about an ever-present help. Right, always there, right? In verse 5,
在第五节,
right, God is within her, she is with her.
神在其中,
right, and look at verse 11,
在第十一节,
the Lord Almighty is with us.
万军之耶和华与我们同在,
right, and see, the psalmist is writing to constantly remind us that God is with us.
他一次又一次在提醒我们,神是与我们同在的。
Right, in the midst of stress and worry and fear.
不管我们是不是有这些忧愁，有这些压力，有这些恐惧。
The psalm reminds us of the power of God and the presence of God.
诗篇里这提醒了我们神的权力，神的力量，神他是与我们同在。Right,
we know Jesus, another name for Jesus is Emmanuel.
我们知道耶稣的另外一个名字是以马内利。
Which means what?
他什么意思呢?
God with us. And we see in verses 4 through 7 the reminder of the power and the presence of God. In verses 8 through 11, we get to our third point, and that is remember and recognize God's sovereignty. Remember. Right. Look at verse 8.
我们来看第八节.
Right. It says, "Come and see the works of the Lord."
你们来看耶和华的作为.
The desolations He has brought on the earth.
来看他怎么使地荒凉.
Right. In other words, it's saying, recognize, acknowledge, see, be aware of.
来纪念，来承认，来看，知道.
To remember, to see.
要来纪念,
Oftentimes, we are very forgetful people, aren't we? Right? You could be old and forgetful. You can also be very young and be forgetful. And as Christians, we are just as forgetful. Right? We forget the ways that God has carried us through or provided for us in the past. Right? In the midst of current worry, we forget about how God has delivered us in the past. Right? Is that true?
是不是这样子呢?
We oftentimes forget.
我们常常忘记了,
That's why we see in the Old Testament,
所以我们在旧约里面看到,
God always told them to set up a memorial.
神常常会建立一个纪念石碑,
right, so that they wouldn't forget.
所以他们才不会忘记。
And oftentimes as parents, we forget.
可是有时候我们这些当父母的, 有时候也会忘记。
Right, sometimes parents will worry about their children going off to college and what's going to happen to my child.
所以我们常常会想说, 当我们孩子到了大学以后, 他们会怎么样?
And I remind them, I said, well, don't forget, God has brought them through high school.
可是当他们去大学的时候, 父母的忧愁, 所以我常常提醒他们说, 不要忘了, 你要知道神怎么带领他们经历高中的这段时期。
And I think in our lives, oftentimes, in the face of different challenges or worries or stress, we forget that God has brought us through in the past.
当我们在面对这些困难、这些挑战、这些忧愁的时候, 我们常常会忘记神在过去怎么样对我、怎么带领我们经历过这些。
But we say, oh, no, 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 but that was in the past.
可我们常会说, 这已经是过去的了。
I go, but right now, this is what I'm facing.
可是这时候我所面对的是这些事情。
Right, but the psalmist says, see, remember.
所以在这里,诗篇跟我讲,
have your eyes open.
打开你的眼睛。
Verse 9, he's using a lot of kind of imagery about war or battle.
在第九节里面,他用了很多战争的一些图像。
But really in verse 9, what it is emphasizing is God's sovereignty or God's power.
可在这里他重复地提到神的权柄,神的力量。
Right, you have to understand that the bow and the spear were considered the most powerful weapons of the time.
这时候,他这里讲到弓跟枪。 弓跟枪是那时候是最厉害的一个武器,
right? And it's saying God breaks it.
可是他说神就这样折断,
right? Those things are nothing compared to the power of God.
这些东西对在神的力量当中其实是微不足道的,
right? And so we see in verses 8 through 11, it's a reminder to remember what God has done.
所以在第8到第11节呢, 他提醒我们, 我们要看神过去所做的,
and also to recognize God's sovereignty. Or recognize God's power.
而且要承认神的主权, 要知道他的力量。
And then we see, we kind of close in on verse 10.
所以我们来看第10节,
where the psalm concludes and it says, be still and know that I am God.
所以这里他说, 你们要休息, 要知道我是神。
And this idea of being still, other ways to think about it is, just stop.
另外一种看法就是说有关这个要休息就是停下。Let
go.
放开。
Give in.
放掉。
Or maybe to put it more impolitely, shut up or stop.
可能讲的比较粗鲁一点可能就是住嘴。
I don't know if it's in the Chinese Bible or not, but in the English Bible in the Psalms, there's three little words that say Salah.
在那个在中文圣经里面，还有讲到祭拉。
Right? Do you see that in your Bible?
Right? 有看到在你圣经里面。
Yes. Okay. Right? And where you see those in the Psalms is when they would read the Psalms publicly years ago, long time ago.
当你在很久很久以前，当他们在公共场合里面念诗篇的时候。
Right? When they saw the word Salah, it meant whoever was reading would pause.
当他看到希拉这两个字的时候，是代表着说 无论是谁在读诗篇的时候，他在这里要先暂停。
Pause and to reflect.
这时候你要停下来，而且要反省。
Pause, reflect, and it's put there to remind us that even as we're reading God's word, we need to pause and to reflect.
停以及反省。这时候作者他把这希拉这两个字放在那里，所以当我们在读这些经节的时候，我们读到这里也能够停下来来反省神的话。
And in verse 10 it says, be still and know that I am God.
在第十一节他说你们要休息，要知道我是神。
Right, and this idea of know isn't just know information or facts about God.
在里面所说的知道不是一个很粗浅的只是认识，只是像 一些咨询一样，我知道这些事情。
It's to know God intimately, personally.
是知道神像有一种亲密关系的一种知道，是你跟他有一种很亲密的一种了解。
Right, this word know is the same word it's used in Genesis 4:1.
这个字知道这个字，其实它跟创世纪第四章第一节里面用的字是一样的。
In English, it says Adam knew Eve, and then they had a baby.
创世纪第四章第一节。创世纪第一章啊，第四章第一节，有日那人和他妻子夏娃同房，夏娃就怀孕了，生了该隐。
Yeah, and so what we see is that this word "know" isn't just to know information about, but it's to know intimately, know personally.
所以这里所讲的不是说只是一个很表面上的知道，不是一个像咨询上面的一个知道，而是这是一个很深刻的了解，很深刻的一个亲密关系的知道的一种意思。
In verse 10, this psalm concludes. It says, "Be still, stop, pause."
在这里，在诗篇在第十节给了一个结语，说你们要休息，要知道。
And not just to pause, but to know.
并不是只是停下来歇息下来，而是你们要知道。
Be still and know God is your refuge.
你要知道，你要停下来，你要歇息下来，你要知道神是你的力量，是你的避难所。
Right. Be still and know the power and the presence of God.
你要停下来，你要歇息下来，你就可以知道神的权力、神的力量与神的同。
Be still and know God is God.
你停下来，歇息下来，来思考神就是那位神。
Be still and know that I am not God.
你要停下来想说，我并不是神。
Be still and know that my work is not God.
你要停下来想，我的工作不是我的神。
Be still and know my children are not God.
停下来。
Be still and know that whatever challenges and difficulties I'm facing, that is not God.
我要想想是说，我现在所面对的挑战，你不是我的神。
How many of you have cell phones?
有多少人有手机？
Raise your hand.
可不可以举起你的手？ Okay. 有手机的请举手。
Okay. How many of you listen to the radio?
有哪些人还在听收音机？
Okay, just a couple, right? But what's amazing is as we sit in this room right now,
当我们很奇妙是当我们坐在这个房这个大堂的时候，
there are all these waves in this room right now.
这时候有些电波在我们当周围，
right?
是不是呢？
Right, there's cellular waves kind of all around.
不管是手机的电讯，
radio waves,
或者收音机的频道的电讯。
There's even Wi-Fi somewhere here if you can get connected to it.
或者是无线上网的那种电讯。
Right, all around us right now.
这些电波都是在我们的周围。
Right, but in order to access it, you have to be on the right dial or you have to be connected.
可是如果你要能够进入到这些电台这些。你要接受能够这些讯号，你一定要能够调整你的频率，你才能够接收到这些讯号。
Right, in order to listen to a specific radio station, you got to make sure your dial is tuned in.
所以当你在听收音机的时候，你却需要把你的频率 转到那个电台，你才能够收听到他的音乐或他的讯息。
Imagine if you're trying to listen to the radio.
想想你如果在听收音机的时候
，right? And you're just constantly spinning the dial.
你只是在那边转啊转啊转啊转啊。
Right? And so you hear something for a little bit.
你可以听到一些声音。
But then a second later, you switch to something else.
可是马上就转到另外一个。
It's now Spanish music.
可能是一个西班牙的音乐。
Right? And now it's like news.
可能这时候是一个新闻。
And now it's a baseball game.
可能是一个棒球比赛。
And now it's a financial report.
可能是一个财经新闻。
Right? And oftentimes in the Christian life,
可是在我们基督徒的生命当中,
we're kind of like that radio that we're constantly turning the dial.
我们就像那个收音机里面那个转。
Right? Where we're never being still.
我们并没有停下。
We're never pausing.
我们并没有在。
And we're not tuned in to God.
我们并没有把我们自己调整到神的频率。
Especially nowadays with smartphones.
尤其现在你有很多那种智慧手机。
Right? I mean, I see people literally, they're just walking around like this all the time.
他们就常常这样走来走去，拿着智慧手机在手上就这样走。
Right? And you tell them to stop using their phone.
你跟他们讲说停止用你的手机。
It's like you've offended them or something.
好像你好像侵犯到他们的权利一样。
Right. And as people, we're so busy.
我们生命都是这么的忙。
There's so many things going on.
好多事情在我们身边发生。
And we see in verse 10, there's this reminder to be still.
可是在第十节里面，圣经再次提醒我们，要静下，要休息。
And know that I am God.
并知道我是谁。
We need to pause and remember God is our refuge.
我们要停下来，我们要知道神是我们的避难所。
We need to pause and remember the power and the presence of God.
我们要停歇下来，知道神的能力。
We need to pause and remember and recognize God's sovereignty.
我们要停下来，拉斯巴思想，我们要纪念与承认神的主权。
Right? Well, we're talking about renewing and growing.
当我们在讲到更新与成长
，right? There's lots of things we can do and we should do.
这里有很多事情我们可以做，我们也应该要做。
But the psalm reminds us that one of the most important things we can do is to be still and know God.
可是，在诗篇里面，他这里跟我们讲，虽然我们有这么多事情要去做，一件事我们必须做的是停下来。
As individuals,
不管是自己一个人,
or even as a family.
或者是一个家庭。
One of the things I see in families today.
有些在今日的家庭里面，我看到一些事情。
Especially in our Silicon Valley.
尤其在我们的硅谷。
Is that as families we are always so busy.
我们的家庭是这么的繁忙。
We're always on the go.
我们一直在外面奔跑。
Just to give you an example.
给个例子
right? Sometimes when I try to meet up with some of our students,
有时候我会跟一些学生碰面。
For some students, I'll say, "Oh, you know, when are you free?"
我会问他说，你什么时候有空？
They'll say, "Let me get back to you."
他说，让我看看，我等一下再回答你这个问题。
And then maybe a couple days later, they'll send me an email.
两天之后，他会寄给我一个电子邮件。
And they'll say, "The only time I'm free."
我唯一有空的时候
is2 weeks from now.
可能是两个礼拜之后
from 3 to 5 on Thursday.
三点到五点，两个礼拜之后的星期四三点到五点。
And then I'll ask, "Is that the only time? You're not free any other time at all?"
我就问他说，这是你唯一有空的时间吗？你其他时间是这么的忙吗？
And they'll say, "Yes, that's the only time I'm free."
我就说，这是我唯一有空的时间。
Right. And so I ask, "Well, what's going on?"
我就问他说，发生什么事情让你这么忙呢？
And then they'll basically email me their schedule.
他们就会把他们的行程表全部给我。
They say, "Well, I've got piano practice and I have piano lesson on this day."
可能我需要练钢琴，我需要上钢琴课。
I've got Chinese school.
我有中文学校。
I've got art class.
我有艺术课。
I've got sports practice.
我有体育的练习。
And then we, you know, all these other things.
我有很多很多不同的事情。
Right, and I see that for many of the students, it's also a reflection of their parents.
可是我可以看到，就是说，这些学生他们的节目，你可以反映出他们家长是怎么样。
Right, and one of the things I see is as families, many families in our church, and probably even some of your families, they're so busy.
所以我可以看到说，不只是我们教会里面的家庭，可能也是你们很多认识朋友，其实你可以看到就是说每个家庭都非常非常的忙。
And don't get me wrong, all these activities, they're good.
不要误会我，我说的这些活动其实都是好的。
But we have to remember that busyness is not a blessing.
可是我们要记得，这些繁忙并不是一种恩典。
And this morning's psalm reminds us
今天这个诗篇它再一次的提醒我们
to pause, to stop
让我们要休息
be still
要停歇
and know God
并知道他是谁
And for those of you that are parents
如果你为人父母
Are you encouraging your children to be still and know God
你是不是会鼓励你的孩子静下
For those of you that are dads and husbands,
如果你是父亲或者是丈夫的时候
you know that your wife is always so busy.
你知道你的太太一直会非常的繁忙。
If she's not working, then she's also doing the laundry and cooking.
虽然她没有在工作，可是她仍然做很多家事。
And as dads and husbands, do we encourage and help our wives?
所以当先生应该要鼓励并且要帮助你的太太
to be still
你也需要帮助他们能够静下
and to know God
并知道神
A very practical thing you can do in this coming week
在接下来这个一个礼拜有件事你们可以考虑做
We tried this out in our English congregation months ago
我们在英文堂里面有做这样的事情
is remember the number 5 by 5 by 5
你可以想到一个数字五乘五乘五
Okay don't calculate what that is Okay, just 5, 5, 5 Okay
你不需要去算说五乘五乘五等于多少
and this is a kind of a practical activity you could do this week in order to learn how to pause and be still
这是一个很实际上的一个方式可以让你想想怎么样静下来想
Okay and that is 5 times a day
他想说一天有五次
Okay I want you to pause
要静下来
for 5 minutes
静下五分钟
and do it for 5 days this week Monday through Friday
让礼拜一到礼拜五都做同样的事
right? and so 5 times a day you know morning
一天里面五次在早晨
mid morning
早上
noon time
中午
afternoon
下午
and then evening
晚上
What I want you to do is just sometime during those 5 times, just pause for 5 minutes.
在这五个时段里面，就是停下来五分钟
，right? And just to be still.
静下来，休息，停歇。
Right? Just to reflect.
就只是想
，right? Listen to God.
反省并且想神。
For those 5 minutes, you can pray.
这五分钟你可以祷告。
You can reflect on God's word.
你可以反省神的话语。
Right, you can just speak to God, share with God some of the concerns.
你可以跟神分享你的担忧，你做思想。
Right, 5 times a day.
一天五次。
For 5 minutes.
一次五分钟。
For 5 days this week.
一个礼拜五次。
Try it out.
试试看。
I guarantee that you will know God more.
我保证你将会跟神建立一个更亲密的关系。
And I know for all of you.
我知道你们全部
It's going to be very difficult.
可能会很困难。
Because for many of us, it's hard to just to stop and be still before God.
对男人来讲，可能有时候很难这样停下来，静下来。
We'd rather do things for God.
我们愿意来花时间做一些为神做事。
Than rather just be still with God.
而不愿意静下来与神。
And we're reminded in this psalm,
我们再次在诗被诗篇这样的提醒
right, to pause,
请歇息
pause and be reminded, God is our refuge.
他提醒我们，神是我们的避难所
to pause and remember the power and presence of God.
他提醒我们知道神的权力与神的同在
and to pause and to know God.
并且停歇下来知道神。
Let us pray. God, as we have spent time this morning in worship through singing and also in worship and hearing your word, God, we want to pause and just to be still before you. God, even in a church service, there's so many things we do. But sometimes, God, we forget to just be still, to hear from you, to know you. And so, God, I pray for us as a church, Lord, that we would not be a group of busy people and busy families. God, all those things are important, but yet, Lord, help us to pause, be still, to know you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.